What's up? It's Amir Diamond and Kid Ink backstage at Minute Maid Park. Houston Fit Family Expo. You just got off the stage, rocked it.
Yeah, man. I had some fun up there. It was a great crowd. You know what I'm saying? It was a younger crowd, something that, you know, I love to, you know, get the new younger crowd and just be able to have fun. And, you know, they don't care. You could dance and you don't have to worry about, you know, really being aggressive and doing that hardcore rap thing. It's just more of a fun show.
You were rocking your Astros jersey, so you won the fans over. Are you a big sports guy or not really?
I'm definitely a big sports guy. I don't think, maybe not as much baseball, like as far as like knowing the info more so than I didn't still enjoy the sport. But I think, you know, I'm more of a play football like Madden and stuff, but I'm like, basketball is what I actually physically play.
Favorite basketball team? Say the right answer now.
Chicago Bulls.
Get out, get out. Oh, okay.
Something that can't nobody disagree with. There you go.
Kid Ink, a.k.a. like Young Ink. That's where you got your name from, right?
Uh-huh.
How many tattoos do you have?
Too many tattoos, man. I'm out of room. I'm trying to find new space to get new things, but I can't.
Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
Nah. Nah, you can't regret tattoos, man. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, experiences in life.
Great album. Make sure y'all check it out. My Own Lane.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Another thing I want to ask you, actually. You used to make your own beats, or do you still make your own beats?
I think more so I used to make actual my own beats back in the day, and now I kind of more so just produce with other producers.
Okay.
And just, you know, lend, you know, my hand and info to making just the records better. And, you know, if it's something I feel like the beat can need, I'll tell the producer, or if, you know what I'm saying, they allow me to do it myself, then I'll just add it myself. But I'm, you know.
So when you're working on the album, do you come up with the concept first, or does the beat have to be right first?
I think the beat got to be right first, man. I think sometimes you could come up with cool concepts just off of, you know, playing around and say, oh, I'm going to save that, and if I find a beat that fits it, it'll work. But for me, man, the beat got to speak to me first and have to make everybody around at least move or nod their head or do something and give me an energy of how it makes people feel first, and then from there, you know, just attack it.
All right, Kid Ink backstage at Houston Fit Family Expo with Amir Diamond. Peace out, y'all.